Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Authorities in Amsterdam say anti-Semitic rioters sought out fans of a soccer team from Tel Aviv to assault them after a soccer match. Dozens have been arrested, and now planes are heading there to get Israelis out. Reporter Lauren Comito is in Amsterdam.
Dutch Prime Minister Dick Schoof said this morning that he had been following the news from Amsterdam with horror and that anti-Semitic attacks on Israelis are completely unacceptable. He said he told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that those involved will be tracked down and prosecuted. Netanyahu, meanwhile, has said that he is sending two rescue planes to Amsterdam following what he called a very violent incident targeting Israeli citizens.
Back here, racist texts are raising alarms across the country. They were sent to black people in these days after the election, saying they were selected for cotton picking.
Vile racist messages have been appearing on people's phones in Alabama, Texas, Georgia, Florida, Maryland, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Ohio, using the recipient's name. CBS News has discovered the texts were sent from numbers connected to TextNow, a provider allowing people to create free phone numbers. An individual who answered a call to a number sending a version of the text told CBS News the message was a prank and hung up. TextNow says it is shutting down involved numbers as they are identified. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
CBS News projects President-elect Donald Trump will pick up Nevada's 6 electoral votes, capturing a state that has voted Democratic for the past 4 presidential elections. Trump has weeks to put into place a lot of people for high-powered jobs to fall in line with policies that he hopes to implement. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Priorities for the president-elect include an extension of tax cuts put in place during his first term, deregulation across federal agencies, and trade tariffs he campaigned on.
We're going to charge tariffs to all these foreign countries that are coming in and ripping us off.
CBS News has also learned Trump's team is preparing executive orders to carry out Trump's proposal to deport millions of undocumented immigrants.
To Southern California, where firefighters are trying to gain the upper hand on the wind-whipped mountain fire. It's burned more than 20,000 acres, and our Donia Backus is there.
They had crews out most of the day on Thursday assessing the damage, trying to see how many homes were destroyed or damaged, and even how many people were actually injured during this fire. What they did say is that they completed almost 300 inspections, and they found that 132 homes were destroyed.
Argentine prosecutors say 3 people have been charged in connection with the death of Liam Payne, a former member of the group One Direction, following his death last month. They're charged with supplying drugs and abandonment, followed by death. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' 6-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when 7 of their next 8 games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost 2 home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with the 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the 4th biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered web weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear, gusty west winds in the overnight, lows in the mid-30s. For your Friday sunshine, the winds back down, highs in the mid-50s. A few clouds Friday night. Partly sunny, lower 50s on Saturday. Showers Saturday night. Right now, it's 37.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr, drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight. Ladies and gentlemen, great to have you with me. It is Thursday night. The weekend is right around the corner, and this is a great way to do it. Let's do this. It's a gorgeous day, in at least in northeastern Wisconsin. It was beautiful today. It was not like in the 60s like it's been, but man, sunshine and just it was great. Conrad, was it nice at your apartment?
I'm wearing shorts right now, so you tell me.
Well, you wear shorts anyway, so how am I supposed to?
No, it was beautiful. I enjoyed a nice walk outside today
Absolutely.
Because you won't get many more of those.
No, we will not. So I'm going to enjoy it while it lasts as well. Took a nice long walk today myself. Got here. It's weird, though, because now I'm getting here and it's dark. Like when we started doing the show last December, December 5th, I think, was our inaugural Nightlight. And then, you know, it's been so nice driving here, at least one way driving in the light. It's been dark. Like, I didn't get here to, 5:30 tonight, so it was very dark already, driving home in the dark, so that's kind of depressing. It's finally sad gelato, but, whatever. That's what happens when you celebrate the four seasons. So I hope everyone had a wonderful day today. Whatever you're doing, whatever you did today, whether you were talking still, lingering election talk, listening to your boss who you don't like, whatever it was, it's great to have you here. Let's escape a little bit together and talk about the things that make us happy. Like, of course, what I'm talking about is show business, movies, TV, comedy, music, fun stuff happening in Wisconsin. Let's get into it. Conrad, how are you today?
I think just the nice weather enough makes me feel better, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy too, because it's supposed to be like, at least here in northern, now we're north, I don't even know, like in Milwaukee, Madison, not that it's like in the high 70s there, but it could be even a little warmer. Like this whole week, I think it's supposed to be in the 50s and sunny, if I'm not mistaken.
I heard that tomorrow is supposed to be 50 as well. I haven't checked out the other days yet, but
right.
I definitely heard about tomorrow and I'm excited to wear more shorts.
I bet you are. Look at these days of the year. National Men Make Dinner Day.
I thought that was stupid.
What year is this?
I put that on there because exactly.
That's hilarious. I think I'm going to switch up the old question of the night here because I have something else came to my attention. Are you on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
All right. So lately, I've been getting these updates from them, and I don't really use LinkedIn. For people in my line of work, it's not really that helpful. They don't hire writers, or I guess they hire some radio personalities on LinkedIn, but you know, I don't really comb the site for that. Obviously, I have a great gig here. I love it. But I do get these notifications from the network, or from the LinkedIn network that say, Pete,
tells you, like, what is going on? Someone has a birthday that I don't know that works for IBM in Seattle. Like, what? How am I supposed to leverage? How am I supposed to network with that? And showbiz people, they're on LinkedIn, but they don't really do much. It's not like people really look for acting work or writing work on LinkedIn. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I just want to say, and I'm not bragging, last night it said, Pete, 9 people viewed your profile. So long, suckers. I am checking out. What's on your profile? What do you have?
So I got to say, I fell for the trap one time and I paid for
it. You got premium?
I got premium because I was like, it was before I just graduated college and I was like, I was kind of scared because I have my whole life before me right there.
Sure.
And some people around me when I graduated, they're like, oh yeah, I got a job already. I already internship with them. They just put me on full. My internship didn't go like that. I got experience there, but they're like, we don't need you at that position. So thank you for your work though. So I was like kind of nervous about.
But did you get it because of LinkedIn?
I got this job. I did not.
This one, but your internship.
That one I actually got from Handshake, I believe it's called. It's what my teachers and stuff for my professors were like, use this one because it's, we have a Milwaukee section, UWM section that, you know, but I was looking for a job and I fell for the trap because I was like, 11 people viewed your profile. And I was like, well, it doesn't tell me who.
I know.
All right, I guess I'll try it. It was like,
but if they viewed your profile and are interested in you, everything they need is in your profile. Like, you just look like a psycho, I think. Like, sometimes I'll see that someone has viewed my profile, so I'll go view their profile. And it's like, then it's just this awkward, like you're at a dance and you don't have the guts to ask somebody to dance. I haven't heard too many. Now, maybe in the business world, it's different. Maybe people really do benefit from LinkedIn, but I don't think I've ever gotten anything from it.
I just try to find these companies, like maybe I can reach out to them after I see they viewed me. But it was like companies I've never heard of. It's like some are scams too. They're like, job, work from home and make $80,000 a year. Like,
Yeah, sure.
But I think that actually Indeed is better than LinkedIn because it doesn't have as much as LinkedIn does. LinkedIn kind of feels like a social media app now.
Right.
Not compared to like people actually wanting to get a job and work.
Do you think LinkedIn is a good place to meet girls?
Maybe. they see that you wrote your profile. They're like, oh, he's cute.
Let's see if there's a LinkedIn. If you're part of a LinkedIn love story, if there was a love connection made on LinkedIn, I would love to hear from you. And look, it's a nice resource because you could see all the companies. You know, you at least know what companies are out there and a way to contact them, I guess. But I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people have gotten stuff from LinkedIn, but in my line of work, I don't think it's very useful.
Yeah.
But it does lead me to our question tonight. What is the most or least useful social media platform? Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842. For me, it's LinkedIn. But I love Facebook. I will say I don't love Facebook, but I feel like Facebook is my... There's enough young people on Facebook and older people. It's a nice mix of where I'm at in life. It's a great way for me to keep in touch with friends who I have from all over America. I really like it for that. And I don't really use X or Twitter other than for this show. So I think Facebook is my most useful just from a social standpoint of keeping in touch with people. And LinkedIn is my least useful. So let me know what you think. 855-752-4842. That's tonight's question of the night. What is the most or least useful social media platform in your life? We will read your text on the radio. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yes. So on the most useless one, it's Facebook.
That's your most useful or useless?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but no.
That's because you're younger.
But go to Nightlight with Peach Wab on Facebook and I'll appreciate it.
Then it's all about the usefulness.
Then it is. Yeah. We're also on WGBW and WISS, and then on YouTube, Civic Media, or WGBW, and on Twitter, Civic Media, or WGBW.
That works. Let us know. Great to have you join any way you do it. You could even use the Civic Media app. That is a great way to follow Nightlight and all your favorite shows at Civic Media. Give us a like or a follow if you're on one of these platforms. We'd love to get those. I heard back from, I love this event, this Napoleon Dynamite Live Saturday night in Madison. I really wish I could go to that. So I reached back out to the agent or the PR person who set us up with John Grise on Monday. And he gave me John's email and phone number, and John and I have been talking back and forth. I want to have him back on. He says he's got a lot of stuff coming up. He'd love to come back on the show. But I said, you know, if you want to get John Hader on the show or Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro, I said, we have a slot open Friday night. We could make one last push for tickets and talk more about this awesome event, Napoleon Dynamite Live. I don't know why more places don't do that.
Yeah.
Have the cast of a movie there.
That's so cool.
It would be great. Like Swingers would be a great one to do.
Yes. Get Vince Vaughn on the show.
Get Vince Vaughn, John Favreau, all those guys. Ron Livingston was in that movie. Heather Graham, born in Wisconsin, by the way. So anyway, that was exciting. And I really wish, I wish I lived closer to Madison right now. If you are in the market for a live show this weekend, check out Napoleon Dynamite Live at the Barrymore Theater. Saturday night, the cast is going to be there. It's a meet and greet. They're going to watch the movie. It's going to be a blast. So I sent you some audio also from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Did you get
that? Yes, I got all those files this morning.
I went there Saturday night. It was so much fun. It was packed. And Joe Moss was playing, and I got some great audio from the people that went, asked them some fun questions. And I met one of the people who won tickets to the event on this show.
Oh, that's awesome.
He came up to me. He's like, hey, man, I'm here because of your show. It was great. I mean, he probably would have gone anyway, but it was nice that we were able to throw him some free tickets. You know? So he's on that thing, too. So we'll probably play that tomorrow night, some audio from Blues, Brews, and Barbecues from last weekend. Lots of fun up at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, and Sean Katzbach probably still hasn't recovered. He was walking all over the place and burning those calories, but it was great to see Sean out there as well. All right, great guest tonight, Stuart J. Waddles, who covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media, does all the news down there, just a really solid news guy and a really fun guy to talk to when it comes to entertainment. He is going to make our popcorn pick of the week. That's coming up at 6:35. So just a few minutes away from the popcorn pick of the week. We always have fun with that. We talk about our favorite movie snacks, and then we get a pick of something to watch, a movie to watch, from our guest, who is Stuart J. Waddles. Can't wait to talk to Stuart J. And then at 7:20, our old pal Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will join us to talk. You know, we're going to have a running theme through this show, too, and that is Matthew McConaughey, because it's his birthday this week. We've got clips of McConaughey from Dazed and Confused, which kind of launched his career, made him a star. Richard Linklater film, great film. And then I have a clip from him in Lone Star too, where he's got like 5 minutes of screen time, but it's with Kris Kristofferson. And McConaughey is just kind of sitting at this table. And I remember before I saw that film reading a review, Chris Cooper plays the lead. And I think Elizabeth Pena plays the female lead. And they were calling him the next Marlon Brando. Now, I don't think that's happened, but Matthew McConaughey, he is a really good actor, whether he's doing comedy or serious stuff or whatever. So we have a clip from Lone Star. We've got some clips from Dazed and Confused coming up. We'll talk about that. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Matt Miller is here. And we're going to talk about movies that are coming to the theaters this week next. There are some really good ones that are reviewing very well. And believe it or not, a couple of them are Christmas movies. Are you kidding me? Opening November 8th? That's insane. But we'll talk about it next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom.
She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. No, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight is, what is your favorite or least favorite social media platform? Mine is LinkedIn. My least useful is LinkedIn. Because I just, in my line of work, people aren't going to LinkedIn. My most useful is Facebook. I keep in touch with a lot of people that way. Conrad, did you answer that question?
I'd say the most useful one I use, if we're saying the one I use the most regularly, it would be probably Instagram. Okay. I use that one the most. But also, I'll do like a 1A and 1B for that.
Okay.
Reddit is just, you search for anything on whatever, Google or any Safari or whatever, you will get an answer from some Reddit discussion.
Yeah, that's true.
But is you don't know if it's true, but...
Is that considered a social media platform, though? It seems like more of a... I don't know, because do you have a profile there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, a lot of discussion on it. I use it sometimes. I don't say I use it really that often.
Yeah.
But if I just like have a question about like, I don't know, technology somewhere, find it's probably somewhere on there.
Interesting.
But I would actually probably agree with your use. It's just LinkedIn, I don't use that often, especially when you have a job that you like.
Yeah.
Then you're just like, well, I see a lot of people like posting more about what their company does.
Right.
I think that's useful, but on the other side, you're like, yeah.
I don't check it that often, too. Like, yeah. if I wanted to keep up with LinkedIn, I'd have to go, oh, I have to respond to birthday wishes from 3 years ago, because I just don't check it that often. And, yeah. But, you know, that's just me. I think, obviously, some people get some use out of it. Annie in Watertown, where are we here with our text? I cannot find. I am completely... Okay, there we go. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. Great to have you with us, as always. Sherry says, I keep in touch with Facebook. Don't have any other but Instagram. See, the gram, I look at like it's Facebook, basically, but it's...
Yeah, it's the same company.
It's the same company, yeah. And you... I just think you can get a little more detail with Facebook. But if you just want to... If it's just a photo or something, I do use Instagram for the reels. I love watching the reels.
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Just great. And I honestly, I cannot even, I have tears in my eyes sometimes when I'm watching some of the reels. Sherry says, she's Facebook friends with me. That is correct, Sherry. You're one of my valued Facebook friends. And one of the ones I actually know. I don't even have a ton of Facebook friends. I think I have like 1,600, and that's a lot. But most of my friends, they have like 5,000, like they're maxed out. Wow. And they use it as followers, like in their stand-up career, acting career, whatever. I'm not that active. I probably should have a friends page that has like 300 people and then just an acquaintance page. But to do that now would be insanity. But Sherry is one of the friends I know there, and I'm happy we're friends, Sherry. Annie from Watertown says, to the Pete Schwab Show. Family of five girls. Two husbands are the meal guys in the house, one in equal competition, one fairly competent. One single gal finds competitively competent fellas more often than not over 40 years. Yeah, I mean, she continues. She says, so in the age of baby boomers, I guess guys are already able to step up. Next generation, best chefs are my nephews. Interesting. I mean, I will say I don't really necessarily like to cook, but when I make something, I think I do a pretty good job. I like to make, like, occasionally I'll make Asian food at home or, like, Mediterranean food. And I'm very meticulous when I do it, so it tastes decent. But I can't, like, my wife will just cook something. It's very good, and she'll do that often. I have no desire to be that person.
Do you ever make peach cobbler?
Oh, God, I wish I did.
Peach Schwab is making peach cobbler.
Stop in for Peach Schwab's peach cobbler. But don't get the two confused, because one of them tastes better than the other. We won't tell you which one. Yeah, I don't. Peach cobbler. What was the other one? Oh, John Reed. Peach guava. He thought peach guava was a dessert.
Peach guava.
Peach guava. That sounds even more tasty, actually. So keep those texts coming, folks. You could text us, as you know, about anything we're talking about. It's just pure fun silliness. But our question tonight is, what is your most least or your most useful social media platform? And what is what do you think is the least useful? So there you go. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Where are we going? You know, there's a lot of good movies opening this weekend.
Really?
There are four that I write about in the Hollywood Beats I do that play at the bottom of the hour throughout the day. And there are two holiday movies already. I thought holiday season kicked off next week, which I still think, well, not for holiday movies, but Christmas movies, I feel like they should drop like Thanksgiving weekend. But if it's like a movie like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, anytime in November. But there are two Christmas movies opening this weekend. One is called Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It's in wide release. It's getting very good reviews. And Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls is in it. It's got kind of an ensemble cast, no huge stars, but it's being marketed as a comedy that's perfect for the family. And I love that it's getting good reviews. I don't think some of the newer Christmas films are great. A lot of them seem like they're just kind of thrown together. It's not like Frank Capra putting his heart and soul into, you know, It's a Wonderful Life. Or even Home Alone. I mean,
yeah,
some of them just seem so contrived. But another Christmas film opening this week is, and it's in limited release, so probably Madison, Milwaukee, maybe Green Bay. It's called Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy about some teenage kids getting together at Christmas in their house for maybe the last time. I don't know if they're selling the house or what, but they get into hijinks around the town, crash a couple things. It sounds fun, and it's getting like a crazy... One of these films, what one was it? I think it was The Best Christmas Pageant Ever is getting a 100%
wow,
favorable audience score and an 86 from critics. This one, Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, is getting an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes. So both of those are getting an 86. That's incredible. So,
yeah.
You know my theory, I think critics are a little more lenient these days, but two good ones to check out. And then if you want horror, Hugh Grant is in a film called Heretic, where he plays Mr. Reed, who takes in two missionaries and makes their life literally haunts them.
Oh, I saw the commercial for that. That scared me.
Did you say the commercial?
The trailer. Sorry, the trailer.
But that's getting good reviews, too.
Yeah.
So, and then there's another one, Weekend in Taipei, I think it's called. Action, like a Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing. Box office, holiday box office, heating up, folks. Check out the movies this weekend. Stuart J. Waddles is here next to make our popcorn pick of the week and talk about movie snacks. And I got a lot of questions for Stuart. Maybe even a Matthew McConaughey one. We'll see what happens. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlife on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Anti-Semitic rioters actively sought out Israeli supporters to attack and assault them after a soccer match in Amsterdam. 62 people have been arrested, Reporter Linda Gradstein is following the story from Jerusalem.
The attackers, armed with knives and clubs, shouted "Free Palestine." They asked people where they are from and then beat anyone they believed to be Israeli.
Racist text messages sent to Black Americans across the country. The texts told them they were selected for cotton picking. David Williams reads what he got.
Master Ben asked us to send out this text message. Please be ready and we won't be whipped.
President-elect Donald Trump says Susie Wiles will serve as his White House chief of staff. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
She ran his campaign in 2024, and she's the only campaign manager who has successfully run one of Donald Trump's campaigns and stayed through the entire cycle.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with the 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we were in double bonus early, and this game we were in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling in 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Our question tonight is, what is your most useful or least useful social media platform? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. What is it time for, Conrad?
The popcorn pick of the week.
Let's do it, Stretch. Do we have a... Yeah, we have a whole intro thing.
Music
do.
Or something? Yeah. Is it some build-up? Or wait, what are we waiting for here, Connie?
Here it is.
Stuart needs a little more pomp and circumstance. All right,
it's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Conrad, you had that
music
look.
Too. That's perfect.
He had that look on his face like when Homer was getting things explained to, and he just says,
I wish I was at home with a big bag of potato chips.
But he rallied. Well done, Conrad. How you doing, Stuart?
Hey, well, thanks, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That is the voice of Stuart J. Waddles. He covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. Does a great job doing news down there. And he's also a great dad, a lover of movies and TV and all kinds of good stuff. An all-around good dude. Great to have you here helping us make, well, what will be ultimately your popcorn pick of the week. And you know it can be a new movie you've seen, a kid's movie, a classic, something you've seen in the past. We're not fussy. But we'll talk about popcorn first, Stuart. What do you like to? What's your favorite snack when you eat a watch a movie?
Well, very timely this time of year. I got three kids, and they're all trick or treating, and they're getting more candy than they're ever going to eat. So I get to experiment, get to reach down in the bag and try something new.
Right?
Have you tried these Nerds clusters?
Yes.
Aren't they delicious? Those are something, man.
You know what? I tried those this summer, and I was like, this might be the best food I've ever had.
It's another level. And what's nice about it is that you don't get the thick Nerd crunch you're used to. It's like a more subdued crunch that's not going to break your tooth.
It's a more nuanced. It's for the sophisticated palate.
Right.
It's the Nerd clusters.
Yeah, but those Nerd clusters are worth trying. They're pricey, though.
Are they?
I'll take them out of my kid's bag, but I looked at them at Walgreens last week, and I'm like, no, they're not that good.
Isn't all candy crazy pricey
now? It's insane.
Now?
Yeah, it's insane.
And it's not like inflation. It's just more expensive the last 10 years, I would say.
I've never trusted Big Chocolate, Pete, and you know that.
That is the
other ones.
On the
milk duds are classics. I've rediscovered the milk duds. You reach your hand in the bag, you see a box of the box sticks out. You reach your hand in the bag, and it's you know, like a Snickers or a Milky Way. That box of the milk duds, those stick out and get you. Those are good, though.
What's this boxy treat? It can only be one.
Boxed treat? Better not be a Junior Mint.
Oh, I could live with Junior Mints, too.
No but way. That's not candy. That's after dinner stuff.
But it's candy. It's sophisticated. Look, Milk Duds. Conrad, was that your least favorite Halloween? You and Conrad should have an arm wrestle, because I think, settle this like gentlemen.
Conrad didn't like the Milk Duds?
I cannot do Milk Duds.
He's got his quirks.
You can't do it, or you don't want to.
It's just that it takes like 8 hours to chew it. I just don't like that.
That's the value, though. There's value in that. More mouth movement for your penny.
You burn calories while you chew. That's like I don't know. Is that a that's kind of a throwback? You could still eat those, though. They still sell those in movie theaters. And I don't even think I see Milk Duds in drugstores anymore, or like at Walgreens. But they still have them at the movie theaters.
You'll find a Rolo in a Speedway or a Quick Trip, but the Milk Duds you won't see much, and that's a different caramel or caramel. Where are we coming down on that? Caramel, right? Caramel.
Yeah, I think I would go caramel.
Okay,
you go caramel. Let me ask my friend Paulina.
Paulina. Just to be a jerk sometimes. Yeah. You know?
just to rankle people's feathers.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what about popcorn, Stu? Do you eat popcorn when you watch movies?
Well, I used to. The doctor said I shouldn't eat it, but I'm not even sure if the doctor knows that I shouldn't eat it. I had diverticulitis like probably 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
And they said that, we're not really sure. Maybe you don't eat popcorn or nuts, but maybe not. So I try not to eat it, but... You know, every once in a while, it looks so good.
To do me a favor before you leave.
Yeah.
Give us the name of that doctor so we never know to go. We know never to go to see that
doctor. No, this is very common. You look up diverticulitis and there's like, it's half and half. There's half the people, the knowledgeable folks saying, yeah, it doesn't really matter. And half of them saying, no, it gets caught in there and it's going to lead to another. And so my experience wasn't a great one in the hospital. So I avoid that stuff if I can.
Yeah. Well, I would
too. But I'll eat a Snickers out of my kid's candy bag. So.
All right. So you don't do popcorn. Let's say you're going to stream something at home.
All right.
What kind of snack are you going to make yourself?
Probably some sort of Little Debbie treat because they're cost effective.
Ooh. Yes.
Like the peanut butter covered in chocolate.
Nutty bars.
Put them in the freezer. Well, not the nutty bars.
Oh.
Peanut butter rolls. Or I'm not even sure what they're called. But you put them in the freezer so they harden up a little bit.
Little Debbie is almost so cheap. You almost can't afford not to buy those tray. They're so cost effective.
Yeah, because they're next to the Hostess and they're double the price. And I'm like, I'm stupid for passing right on the ho-hos. Are they ho-hos? No, they're the Swiss cake rolls. Sorry.
Oh, the Little Debbie version. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Those are good. I would go for lately I've been into you could buy pistachios. I used to love pistachios. But man, by the time I was done breaking them with my fingernails, I needed to put an ace bandage around my thumbs because it was so much work. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Really?
But I don't know. Yeah. I try to be a little more healthy.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? What? Is that a very common thing? I don't know of anybody that has snacks on pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. If I could get some of that Big Nut money, get a taste of that, I'd be all over it. So
oh yeah,
I can hawk any product. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay.
Yeah,
me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this I think it already has.
Yeah.
All right, so. You have movie snacks, TV snacks. You don't do popcorn. Let me ask you this because this was our question of the night last night. Nicolas Cage is getting his own film festival. It's called Nicolas Uncaged.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite Nicolas Cage movie? Where do you stand on Nicolas Cage?
I'm pro Nicolas Cage. Same. I always have been. I think The Rock would have to be. It's an action movie and he's kind of on display there.
Right.
What's the one where he was drunk in Las Vegas? Oh,
Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad movie, but an excellent performance in a film.
Oscar. Right. He won an Oscar for that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. As well. He should. So
yeah. It was great.
I'd put those two up there.
Adaptation. Do you see Adaptation?
I haven't seen Adaptation.
Really good movie. I think what was the one I was talking about yesterday, Connor? Oh, Birdie. With Matthew Modine. Have you seen that film with Nicolas Cage from
the
80s? Really good film.
I got three young kids. I haven't seen much recently at all.
Okay, fair enough.
What I see coming across about Nicolas Cage is I see that interview from Italian TV or some sort of European show from the 80s when you could tell things were going on. He comes out acting like a madman and you can tell probably he's on something.
Really? Yeah. I've never heard that.
I'll put that in the chat.
Yeah. Let's start a rumor. What about The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent? Have you seen that Nicolas Cage film?
No, I haven't. I'm way behind.
I think...
I need to get to this film festival.
Would that be...
Let's go.
Is that suitable for kids, Conrad?
No.
Oh, it's not?
But...
I don't remember anything. It's so funny, though. You would love it.
Yes.
Maybe not for the kids, though.
It's not for the kids.
Okay.
But they talk about a movie in that is for the kids. Paddington 2.
Paddington 2.
He really liked that movie.
Yeah. He gets an arms dealer, brings him to an island for his birthday because he's the biggest Nicolas Cage fan and pays him a ton of money. And Nicolas Cage needs the money. So he's kind of making fun of himself because he's been at that point in his career where he's done movies, obviously, for the money. And this gunrunner, his favorite movie is Paddington 2. And they watch it together. It's a very sweet scene, a very funny scene. It's a really good movie. I think you'll dig it. All right. So what movie star, Stuart, do you think should have his own movie festival aside from Steve Guttenberg?
Dom DeLuise.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dom DeLuise. Is there enough of them? I mean, you could do a Cannonball Run weekend feature, do a double back.
You got Cannonball Run. You got Blazing Saddles. You got Fatso.
Yeah.
The End. I think he was in that movie, The End, with Burt Reynolds. Love Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, but Burt Reynolds, I think, would be, that would be almost too obvious, but there's plenty of material to mine there with Burt Reynolds.
Absolutely.
You could do two full days of films.
That's true.
And a wide range.
Absolutely. All right. So I think we're ready. It's that time of the week. We're going to get our popcorn pick of the week. I know Stuart's got a good film he's going to recommend. Conrad, are you ready, Stu?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Conrad, if you please. Here is the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Stuart J. Waddles, who covers Southeast Wisconsin for Civic Media.
Short Circuit, 1986.
Whoa.
Yeah. Looking back, I think it's kind of problematic for some because of Fisher Stevens' performance. Have you seen this film, Pete?
I did years ago. I'm hit or miss on Fisher Stevens, but what did he do in that?
Well, I think they would call it he's working. It's the reason that they got rid of Apu is the reason that this is kind of problematic now, because he's doing a character. What are you talking like this? And he's I'm not sure if they did like a treatment to his face, but I was like 8 years old when this movie came out and I watched it nonstop for a long time.
Oh, so wow.
I haven't seen it in forever. And like last week when we were talking about this, I'm like, I went back and watched it. It's all right. It kind of holds up. It's funny. Kids would like it. I think that was the original intent of the film.
But, yeah.
You got the Goot, Steve Guttenberg, Ali Sheedy is in it.
Oh, I remember Ali Sheedy was in it. That's right.
When an experimental military robot is hit by lightning, it's given consciousness.
Oh,
so
wow.
The robot comes alive and it becomes like it wants to learn things and it doesn't want to be part of the military. There's a whole 80s anti-defense department theme to it.
Yeah.
Where like the military's the bad guy.
Right. It's a draft dodging robot.
Yeah. But again, there are a lot of memorable lines that as a kid that I ran around saying for probably years.
Like, yeah, I kind of remember that.
Hey, laser lips, your mother was a snowblower. Yeah, that was a funny line. And then he's disassembling. The funny movie back when I was a kid. And it kind of holds up a little bit. Short Circuit 2, I remember watching that one too. There was a sequel.
Whoa. Okay. Now, do your kids, would you show that movie to your kids? Have they?
Not yet.
Okay.
I got a range. That's the problem. The older one could probably handle it, but the three-year-old's not going to want to see a missile being fired from a robot's shoulder and a bunch of other robots.
Oh,
it can
get
weird at this point, but yeah.
Conrad's nodding his head. What does that mean, Conrad?
I just don't think they'd like that. Remember we were talking with Jimmy yesterday, and he said, yeah, they don't have that attention span either.
Yeah.
80s were different, man.
Right. Yeah, you could take your time a little bit. Well, that's a great popcorn pick of the week. I love that. So and it's always great to get a movie where we can revisit because you kind of forget about some of these films, you know.
Well, what I thought about watching it is like that capture of time in 1985 when they're making this film. What's on her shelves? What's in the background TV? What are the cars on the road? You see the Cutlass and it's like, what did we do? What did we throw away? All these great, beautiful old cars.
Funny. I love those
elements.
The 80s, like sometimes you'll see like a Max Headroom reference or something. And I'm watching the show Lioness right now on Paramount Plus. And before they go to a break, or no, before they bring the show on, after the opening credits, you hear that, my MTV. It's like very old school. And I guess MTV Films makes the show, but I kind of had forgotten about that. I didn't even think they use that kind of jingle anymore or whatever. It's great.
Oh, I remember the doing, 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 the thing, the little intro to MTV News.
Oh, yeah.
It was one
Kurt
of those
Loder.
Little earworms. Yeah. That, I think it's from a Megadeth song.
Oh, no
that
kidding.
Little brief little clip. Yeah.
Your kids will love that band. Hey, can you stick around for a little Matthew McConaughey talk for a couple minutes? All right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. He covers news
all right.
Southeast Wisconsin. He knows the drill. He knows Matthew McConaughey. We're talking to Stuart. We'll be right back with some Matthew McConaughey talk. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm out on the street.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabe.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a problem that there's iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys.
Tom from New Berlin says, pistachio rocks. Pistachios, I think he meant pistachios rock. Pistachio rocks, just one pistachio rocks. I like opening them, but yes, unshelled, you can binge. And you know what's great? They have, Tom, I don't know if you've tried these, but they have like a sea salt and pepper. It is a dynamite snack and kind of healthy. You can kind of tell yourself this is better than chips because they have fiber, you know, all that kind of stuff. Tom says, Stephanie, oh, is that a Nicolas Cage film?
No, it's from Short Circuit. Stephanie, robot says.
All right, Tom from New Berlin says he loves the movie, Stu. And then he continues and says, Jim Carrey, Jerry Lewis, love the actor, seeing TJ Miller at the improv. Thanks, Pete. At the end of the You Put My Hair Fire.
Tom. It's voice to text, man. That's what I'm guessing. I'm thinking Tom is doing voice to text.
All I know is Tom's a good dude, and I think he was going for something good there. He says enabler. Yeah, Bridget from the 818 says, not into Facebook. Find a lot, if not authentic. Tired of hearing about everyone's absolutely wonderful and perfect life. I like TikTok, entertaining and educational. Okay, that's our first TikTok one. Stuart, do you have a social media platform you find really useful and one you don't?
I'm with Conrad. I'm with Connie. Reddit can be very useful if you know how to look and know how to search. Because the Reddit search stinks. If you use Google to search Reddit, you're far better off. And there's there's a whole lawn care subreddit. So if you've got a question about when to put some grass seed down or when to aerate, I mean, it's a great resource for that kind of things. And like he said, technology, usually if you're running into some sort of problem with a computer, there's somebody else out there that has had the same problem and you could figure it out by searching. And Reddit is usually where I end up when I'm trying to figure those things out.
I agree.
Reddit's useful. I find X is very useful for news purposes. TikTok, I got no use for. And the Instagram. It's just not my age bracket. It's not not where I should be, not where I should be hanging out.
I agree with you. Like when it comes to technology stuff with Reddit, because I've always used Macs. I have a love-hate relationship with them. But I cannot believe the detail people put into trying to help other people. I love that. Someone's
Isn't
taking time out of their day. Yeah. And they're saving you a trip to the Genius Bar at Mac or whatever, at least in my case. I mean, yeah, it's fantastic. So I totally agree with that. Maybe I need to use Reddit more. That's cool.
Well, and it's currently Reddit. It used to be forums. Like, you had to go into each of these individual forums for, like, the AV wiring, or if you were into old school gaming emulation, you had to go into that forum.
Right.
But now it's all, Reddit has got the subreddit, and it's all kind of broken up there. But there are elements of garbage on that website, too.
Have you seen their forum about how to make a fertilizer bomb? Really helpful.
No, I don't know, but I'm going to call the feds right now on you.
They already have a file on me. Relax. Stuart J. Waddles is my guest. He covers news for Civic Media in Southeast Wisconsin, down at WRJN. Beautiful studio now there, huh?
WRJN, yeah. WAUK, taking care of the Wisconsin side of the megalopolis.
Fantastic. Where are you at with Matthew McConaughey? It's his birthday this week. We've got clips we're going to play after the news break. When I love him, I love him. And then he does some bad movies, too. You could say that about a lot of actors, but I really do think he's a good actor.
Well, I'm going through and look at everything that he's done. And again, I got three young kids. So, like, in the past 10 years, movies ain't my thing. I haven't been able to watch anything. But looking back at the ones that he's done, they're like Tropic Thunder, I think, is almost my all-time. It might be... might be my favorite top three.
Was he in that? I don't even remember him in that.
He was the agent, wasn't he? The agent that would that was working for. And I think from what I read, Owen Wilson was originally meant for that role, but he had some issues, so Matthew McConaughey was brought in to be the agent. But Dazed and Confused,
love it.
That was great. Yeah,
great.
And then animated movie, he did a voice as I think it's a koala bear on this movie Sing. A bunch of animals getting together.
Yes.
Yeah, Sing's pretty good.
Great
he was
movie.
In that, and it's one of those performances. Like it's he does a good job with the voice acting. Like, he kind of takes you out of being Matthew McConaughey, which is difficult given that guy's voice.
Given that guy's voice, and I don't know if you ever seen a film called Lone Star. Chris Cooper and Elizabeth Peña are the two leads. It's kind of a noirish Texas movie, a mystery. Chris Christopherson plays a really bad sheriff. And McConaughey has a scene where he's in the film, he's Chris Cooper's dad, and they're flashbacks, and they show him confronting Chris Christopherson. He's so good. After that 5-minute scene, people were talking about him as the next Marlon Brando, and he obviously didn't become that yet anyway, but he was so good and so scene-stealing in just a short amount of time. I really think he's
a good
actor.
I know what you mean. I got three Lincolns in my driveway. He is so good at doing what he does,
yes,
convinced me to buy three of them.
You're a guy. You're a married man.
But you see him in those car commercials.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but.
You say that could be me.
Yeah. So I went and got. He's an interesting fella. You know, his dad was drafted by the Packers.
Oh, I did not know that.
His dad was selected by the Packers in the 27th round of the 1953 draft.
Didn't
play for him. He never ended up playing a game in the NFL, but he was drafted.
No kidding.
Yeah, weird, huh?
Very weird. I think he's like a modern day Steve Guttenberg, Matthew McConaughey. I don't know if I'm alone or on an island there, but
I don't want to put down Steve Guttenberg.
Goody's got some big shoes to fill.
I don't have to question who made Matthew McConaughey a star. You know what I mean? Steve Guttenberg, who made this guy a star? Matthew McConaughey, he's got that.
Oh,
I think what the kids call the Riz.
I was going to pull that clip, wasn't I? And I totally forgot about pulling the Simpsons clip.
That's all right. We'll get it next time.
I have a couple more questions. If you can't stick around, I get it. I know you got three kids, but if you can hang through.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, just a few more minutes after the break. Stuart Waddles is going to hang out for a few more minutes. I'm going to ask him about holiday movies and if it's too early to watch them, and what his favorites are that he likes to watch with his kids, after we continue this conversation about the new Steve Guttenberg, Matthew McConaughey. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. Stay tuned for Civic Media award-winning news here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, we start the first weekend without a Packer game in a while, but also the first weekend without political ads in a long time, plus Brittany Merlot's weekend forecast.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones, runs
Wisniewski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.